As we just heard from NPR, the man police now call a suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been arraigned in the Blair County Courthouse. WHYY's Sydney Roach has reaction from local residents and police officers.
Tyler Fry is one of the two Altoona police officers who arrested Luigi Mangione at the Altoona McDonald's on Plank Road. Fry, who spoke at a press conference last night, said he's only 6 months into this job.
I can't say I was expecting it by any means, but it feels good to get a guy like that off the street, especially starting my career this way.
Tara Wood is a lifelong Altoona resident. She stopped by the McDonald's on Plank Road to get some coffee after hearing the news about Mangione's arrest.
It was kind of shocking that it was Altoona.
Wood, who works in healthcare, said she is sad to hear some of the comments online celebrating the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
You know, I'm a parent, and this gentleman was a parent, and no matter what his job was, he's still a dad to some children.
Two other people stood outside that same McDonald's holding a green sign reading, "Corrupt insurance CEOs have got to go." They declined to comment, saying they feared for their jobs in healthcare. Many comments on the Altoona Police Department's Facebook page spoke against the McDonald's employee who reported the suspect. In Altoona, I'm Sydney Roach.
New Jersey Governor Murphy has signed a measure known as the Freedom to Read Act. He says it mandates that books cannot be removed from libraries solely based on the origin, background, or views contained within the text, or because an individual finds it offensive.
Our children deserve the chance to see different examples of love, faith, and cultural expression in the books they read.
Some Republican lawmakers objected to the legislation, arguing it allows librarians and teachers to show material to children in school that might violate obscenity laws. Checking sports, Flyers skate against the Blue Jackets in Columbus, Ohio this evening. Puck drops at 7, and the Sixers have the night off.